With your superhuman news update, I'm Elliot Turton. Peers but not peer pressure keeps prescription drug misuse among young adults. Current efforts to prevent prescription drug misuse among young adults need to consider peers but not peer pressure, according to a Purdue University study. This research, funded by the National Institute of Drug Abuse, will be presented at the 109th annual meeting at the American Sociological Association. Prescription drug misuse has risen considerably during the 21st century and is the most commonly abused substance after alcohol and marijuana for people 14 and older, according to the NIDA. Popular prescription drugs that are most frequently misused are sedatives, painkillers, and stimulants. People normally think about peer pressure in that peers directly and actively pressure an individual to do what they are doing, said study co-author Brian Kelly, director of Purdue's Center of Research on Young People's Health. That does not appear to be the issue in this age group. Rather, we found that friends are not actively pressuring them, but it's a desire to have a good time alongside friends that matters. Study finds range of skill students taught in school linked to race and class size. Pressure to meet the national education standards may be the reason states with significant populations of African-American students and those with larger class sizes often require children to learn fewer skills, finds a University of Kansas researcher. In effort to increase their test scores and therefore avoid negative consequences of failing to meet federal standards set by the No Child Left Behind Act, some states are reducing the skills students are expected to learn. Narrowing the skills students are expected to learn results in higher proficiency gains on state assessments because students have to be proficient in fewer skills, said study author Ergun Statsioglu. In other words, requiring students to learn less actually helps to improve state assessment results. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make in a clinical trial. This resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
With the rest of your Superhuman News update, I'm Elliot Turton. Study suggests federal law to combat use of club drugs has done more harm than good. A federal law enacted to combat the use of club drugs such as ecstasy and today's variation known as Molly has failed to reduce the drug's popularity and instead has further endangered users by hampering the use of measures to protect them. University of Delaware sociology professor Tammy L. Anderson makes that case in a paper she will present at the 109th annual meeting of the American Sociological Association. The paper examines the unintended consequences of the 2003 RAVE Act, which stands for Reducing Americans' Vulnerability to Ecstasy. The paper examines the unintended consequences of the 2003 RAVE Act, Reducing Americans' Vulnerability to Ecstasy Act, that was designed to address the use of drugs at the all-night electronic dance music parties known as raves. The law targeted club owners and promoters, holding them criminally responsible for illegal drug use at their events. Risky situations increase women's anxiety and hurts their performance compared to men. Risky situations increase anxiety for women, but not for men, leading to women to perform worse under these circumstances, finds a study to be presented at the 109th annual meeting of the American Sociological Association. When scenarios were framed in a risky way, women were more anxious than when scenarios were framed in a non-risky way. Women who received risky scenarios scored 13.6 higher on anxiety tests than those who received non-risky scenarios. The framing of the scenarios did not have a statistically significant effect on men's anxiety. Increased anxiety in risky settings is problematic for women because it may depress their ability to achieve, as the researchers also found that women have worse task performance than men in risky situations, even when they have the same ability in a non-risky setting. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Listen to Superhuman Radio Live and download past shows on our podcast at superhumanradio.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back. It's a new week here at the helm of the Superhuman Nation. We're starting the week off with a fantastic show. Many of you have requested that I have Coach Ed Rusher back on the show. Well, he's here during the first hour to talk about the abridged Bulgarian training for fast gains protocol that he has developed himself. And we will also have a diary for you to use and keep track of your workouts. You don't want to miss the first hour. Then we're going to change it up. At the top of the second hour, we're going to be joined by Dr. Julius Lukes to talk about self-infections with parasites, reinterpretations for the present. And then at the bottom of the second hour, what are we putting in our food that is making us fat? Food additives, contaminants, and other putative contributors to obesity, with Drs. Amber Simmons, or Simons, I'll ask her for correct pronunciation later, and Dr. Jennifer Schweisinger. So great show planned with lots of good topics everybody should get into. But first things first, my good friend, I can say a training partner as well, Coach Ed Rusher, how you doing?
Happy as a clam in the Maryland mud.
There you go. Okay, so first things first, for those of the listeners who have not heard your first interview on Superhuman Radio, talk about your background just for a second. Aside from being an athlete yourself, you were the strength and conditioning coach at University of Louisville's football team under Howard Schnellenberger, right?
Yes, sir, from 88 through 94.
And you are one of those strength and conditioning coaches that walks the walk, too. I mean, you train regularly. I see you in the gym. You push yourself extremely, extremely hard. And what we're going to be talking about today, this abridged Bulgarian training protocol, is something that you evolved yourself, right?
Yeah, when I was coaching at Louisville, of course, the other strength coach and I were in the weight room from 5 in the morning to 11 at night, so we had nowhere else to go. So we were perfectly capable of doing 2 workouts a day and doing all the protocol the way the Bulgarians had kind of taught us when we visited with them, and so. In the real world now, I sell chemicals for a living to car factories and aerospace factories. And so I have a day job. I have time for the gym once a day. I don't have time for the gym twice a day or 3 times a day. In fact, when you go to Bulgaria, they train 5 times a day. And so, they're very short workouts, about 30 minutes long with a 2-hour recovery. That's all they do. So everything's focused on improving their Olympic lifting because that's what they're focused on. But it's 5 workouts a day. Well, the average person can't do that. So how do I take, modify that program and give myself the benefit of strength development as well as mass development? And so that's what I've basically done.
Now, it should also be said that unlike a lot of other people who are striving for strength and
physical attributes of strength, which is greater degree of muscularity and leanness. You are a devotee of intense cardiovascular training. That's kind of counterintuitive because a lot of people say, look, you got to choose, you know, your discipline. If you want to be about strength, you got to forego the cardio. And but I see you in the gym. You usually do your cardio after your workout, right?
Yes. I'm a strong believer in, you know, anywhere between 4 and 5 days a week. I do 15 minutes of sprints on a Cybex Strider or recumbent bike, and I'll go 1 minute hard. And let's say hypothetically, I'm doing a recumbent bike and I've got it on say level 12 or level 14. I might pedal 120 RPMs for 1 minute and then I'll drop that down to about 85 RPMs for a minute, then back up to 120, back down to 85. And I'll do that for 15 minutes, 4 to 5 days a week, typically getting my heart rate between 145 and 155. And I'm a 51 year old guy. So that's definitely in the cardiovascular training range, but it spares muscle. It's brief. It's intense. And it's not like going out and running mile after mile after mile, which I don't condone for men my age because of the joint pounding and the overuse that you get in ankles and hips and knees.
Yeah. Okay. And so so there is a way to continue to improve cardiovascular conditioning, and still stay strong. That's evident in just the way you train. Okay. All right,
yes.
So let's talk about the abridged Bulgarian training. Give me a snapshot of the format, and then we'll talk about different types of training days, you know, body part training and so on. What is the abridged Bulgarian training format kind of look like in a snapshot?
Okay, in a snapshot, the traditional Bulgarian program that Leo Costa kind of brought back from Bulgaria when we went was in the morning, you would say do 4 to 6 reps or 3 to 5 reps for strength on a particular body part. And you'd wait 2 hours, and you'd come back, and you'd do anywhere between 12 to 14 or 10 to 12 reps for mass. And like I say, that was fine when I was in the strength room 16 hours a day. Can't do that in the real world. So what I did was took that philosophy of training and take that in. If I do 25 sets in a workout, I'll do 10 sets of strength followed by 15 sets of mass. So I get the strength up front when I'm fresh, when I have my explosiveness and my power. And then I end up with the mass, and then I hit the cardio. And so typically I'll do Monday's legs, Tuesday's chest, Wednesday's back, Thursday's shoulders. Fridays I do cardio and calves, and then Saturday I'll do chest and back.
Okay.
And cardio and calf on Friday is really mostly focused on cardio.
Now I want to mention something early on for those of you listening. I watch Ed, Coach Rusher train, and he uses such a wide variety of reps and set schemes that it's dizzying to try to put it all together. So over the years, he has created a training diary out of necessity for himself. And we're going to be sharing that training diary today. It is a 1995 PDF that you can take to Kinko's and have printed, and it's designed to be an annual training diary. So you can use this training diary every single day, every single week for a year, and just print out the new one next year again when you want to use it again. So sit tight. When we start talking and getting deeper into the way he trains, if you go, wait a minute, I forgot what he said before. Don't worry. We're going to give you a chance to get a training diary that will keep you on track. That was the genesis, found its genesis in Ed's training and training of other athletes. So let's get back into it now, Ed, that we've said that. Okay, so give me a snapshot of what leg day looks like for you.
Okay. There's like an 8 week rotation. And so in this rotation, I will start with one of those German mass programs, which is 10 sets of 10 on leg day with like a minute 30 rest. And if you're squatting, a minute 30 is not a lot. And the goal is to do 10 sets of 10 reps with a weight that you typically begin to start to have trouble around set 6 or 7. And so 8, 9, and 10 become almost like a superhuman effort, not to, you know, pun the show, but
no, of course,
a superhuman effort to get those 8, 9, and 10, you know, sets. And I do 40 sets for that for legs. So I'll do 4 exercises, 10 sets of 10. So it'll be, you know, 2 squat exercises and 2 leg press exercises because my back gets tired after 20 sets of squats. So I'll move to 2 different leg presses. So I'll usually combine 2 squatting motions with 2 leg press motions, and I'll do the same thing for a standing calf and a seated calf in that workout.
And so that's legs. How long does it take you to do that?
If you do the minute and a half, believe it or not, it only takes about an hour and a half, hour and 15 to an hour and a half. You're very tired. You're very pumped. I highly recommend that after you finish that 10 sets of 10 for 40 sets, you get on an exercise bike, a recumbent bike for 10 or 15 minutes, pedal slowly, work out the lactic acid, because later on you will be sore and you will cramp.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to pick it up. We're talking with Coach Ed Rusher. You can go to superhumanradio.com. You'll be able to look at my blog and download the 1995 annual training diary that he's created. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things and I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception, because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Worried about making your student loan payments? Don't worry if you're behind or even in default. We can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment. No matter how much you owe, we can reduce your payments fast. Call 1-800-875-2104. We can fix your student loan problems guaranteed. This is a government program, no credit check. You may even qualify for the government's income-based program, which could reduce your payment to as little as $5 per month. Call 1-800-875-2104. That's 1-800-875-2104.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Please give us the power to blow people's minds with our high voltage rock. In your name we pray. Amen.
I wanna rock! I wanna rock!
Welcome back. We're talking with Coach Ed Rusher about abridged Bulgarian training for fast games. It's a great way to change things up, too, if you're looking for something new to do. Okay, so we talked about training legs, and I want to reiterate. So there is a training diary at superyourradio.com that follows this protocol that was created by Coach Rusher over the years of training himself and training other individuals that will help you stick to this protocol, which I can assure you, if any of you have seen the picture of Ed Rusher on my Facebook wall recently, you know that he is not some ordinary 50-plus-year-old individual. He is super massive, super strong, and has amazing energy output. I watch him train. I watch him do 40 sets of legs, and he doesn't stop. So it's working. All right, so again, you said it only takes you how long to do your entire leg workout, assuming you
assist? Hour 15, if you stick to the minute and a half, and on the squats and the leg presses, and you stick to the 1 minute on calves, you know, you're going to be done in an hour and 15, hour and a half.
Do you think that if you can't finish this in an hour and 15, an hour and a half, that you should back off of your weight a little bit, just a tiny bit?
Well, here's the thing. A lot of it depends on where you're at. A lot of your listeners are very advanced training people. So this is not something that I would say, hey, let's do this with a 14-year-old kid who's just starting out, or let's take this person who's been sedentary for, you know, 4 years and suddenly throw them into this.
They'll have a heart attack.
20 sets. Yeah. You might only start with 20 sets or 10 sets to get them going, because you don't want to kill them. Literally kill them, because your heart rate does get up high, especially when you're doing squatting motions, because every muscle in your body is doing something to stabilize you and move you. So, like I said, this is not for beginners. This is for your listeners who tend to be, you know, intermediate to advanced lifters and trainers. And it's a progression. And here's the thing. What I found as I aged, because when I was younger, and full of piss and vinegar, I could do four straight weeks of like heavy fours or four straight weeks of heavy sixes, spend an 8 week cycle getting ready for a powerlifting, you know, rotating the reps down, the loads up. And what I found as I aged is my elbows, my wrists, my hips, and my knees began to ache. Muscles weren't sore. The joints were sore. Yeah. So as I've aged, what I do is I'll do a week of one style, and then I'll move to a week of another style.
Well, we're going to talk about that. That's why this training diary is so important. Okay, so let's go to the next day. So the next day is, you said, chest. Is that right?
Chest. And then still 40 sets of chest. 10 sets of 10. This whole week is 10 sets of 10. And so on the upper body, you're only going to rest a minute. Lower body, a minute and a half. Upper body, a minute. And, your goal is to pick a weight that around set six, you start to struggle. So 7, 8, 9, and 10, you're just basically screaming with burn from the lactic acid buildup.
Okay.
Again. Yes.
Oh, good. Sorry. I didn't mean to.
Again, when we're talking about this, so you're talking about loads that are probably going to be between 55 and 65% of your max.
Yeah.
In order to make 10 sets of this.
I actually had to start out even lower than that when I first started doing 10 sets of 10. I had to start out because I think that muscle fibers change as you start to go into this area, because I was getting such a lactic acid burn that I had to actually lighten up a little bit midway through. So I've learned my lesson with this one. Don't go too aggressive until you feel your way through it. Okay, so do you do shoulders at all, Ed? I've never seen you do shoulders. You do, okay.
Thursdays are shoulders. Yeah, Thursdays are shoulders. It's usually, it's one of those exercises that doesn't take a whole lot of time. You're talking about doing a military press, an Arnold press, a lateral raise, a front raise, and I'm a two-arm front raise guy. I'm a firm believer in Newton's third law, that every action has an equal and opposite reaction. And when I see people doing single arm front raises, I have to kind of chuckle, because as the one falls, the other one goes up easier. If you spread your feet and lower your hips and lift and lower the weight, you'll actually make your front deltoids just absolutely burn, because you're actually not using momentum, to lift and lower, mm-hmm. you're lifting lower both arms at the same time because, you know, again, and I've seen plenty of guys, you know, and in the gym, I've been in the gym for, geez Louise, I'm 51, I've been in there since I was 18, you know, throwing 65 and 75 pound dumbbells up with their hip. And then as that one falls, they twist the hip and throw up the other one. You know, they're using their hips, their quads, they're using their abs, maybe about 10% of their shoulders. If they'll actually take the time to lift and lower on a front raise, you'll actually feel it a lot more. I mean, you don't do alternating arms when you do lateral raises, so why would you do alternating arms on a front raise?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. And so the whole first week is a 10 by 10, four movements for each body part, so you're doing 40 sets, or basically 400 reps.
Yes, yes.
That's a lot of work, isn't it? It's a lot of volume.
Yes, it is. But the nice thing about it, because of the loading, you're not stressing the tendons so much.
Right.
Okay. So what you're doing is you're stimulating the muscle. You're having a chemical response, and you're gonna get that hypertrophy and the hyperplasia that you're looking for from the mass stimulation. But you're not really killing your joints.
Yeah. And that's obviously an important thing because there's a lot more to this protocol. We're going to talk about when we come out of the break what the following week looks like and the following week. And then you could also sum up how you use these sometimes and rotate them to fit nicely into changes for people so that it doesn't get stale. And again, as I said before, you can go to superhumanradio.com for $19.95 and buy a printable version of Coach Ed Rusher's abridged Bulgarian training protocol that you can print out yourself year after year and use. I mean, you know, most people want to sell you a training diary that's you have to buy a new one every single month and they want to gouge you. I know there's a guy who used to sponsor on this show that tried to do that to people. It's ridiculous. This training diary has served Coach Ed Rusher and many of his collegiate athletes amazingly. And now it can be yours as well. We're going to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for a great deal. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for 24 months and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. And of course, Dish is home to award-winning technology like Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Free HD for 24 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. And scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Get more for less with Dish. Call Digital TV Dish at 800-290-4860 for details. That's 800-290-4860. Call 800-290-4860. Limited time offer. Separate 24.
24-month commitments and termination fees apply. Restrictions include credit qualification and autopay and paperless billing. DishNet not available in all areas. Call for details.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Increase your strength and energy. Build that testosterone. Introducing AndroTest from Fusion Supplements. AndroTest gives you superior conversion to testosterone. This is a research-based product with cyclodextrin technology that maximizes testosterone output. AndroTest is the perfect choice to add as a stack to other pro hormones. Get a bottle of AndroTest. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section. Use coupon code AndroTest30.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. For those of you strength junkies out there, we're trying to line up a show, a Get Strong show with Coach Wade Johnson on Wednesday. We're going to be joined by Tiny Meeker. Don't let his name fool you. He just bench pressed over 1,100 pounds in a meet. Yikes. Well, anyway, I know, right? Okay, so getting back to it. So the first week is all 10 by 10, four movements per body part, 40 sets, 400 reps, and and some high-intensity cardio fit in there. What's week two look like?
Week two is sixes and tens, so you'll start out a workout and you'll do like 10 sets of heavy sixes. Okay, obviously use an adequate warm-up. And a thing that, I've learned, and I learned from the Bulgarians first, is stretching out is not the best way to get the muscles ready. Actually, lightweight movements of what you're about to do is what's the best way to warm up. So, you know, if you're going to squat 405 for, say, six reps, warming up with 135 for 20, 225 for 12, okay, 275 for 6. Okay, now, you should be warm.
Right, right.
If you're using a good full range of motion, getting a parallel, you should be warm at this point. Now, once you've got the muscles warm, if you want to do, and I know some guys might have a tight hamstring or a tight lower back, they might want to do some Saigon squats or maybe a static hamstring stretch for a couple seconds. But bear in mind that what they found through the research is that static stretching actually makes you less strong in your workout.
Uh-huh.
It's better to warm up with the actual movements you're going to be doing for multiple reps and get loose. So, again, so we're going to work on strength first, 10 sets of it, okay? So I might do back squats and front squats, say on leg day, or bench press and incline. and I'm going to build strength. Then I'm going to follow with 15 sets of 10 reps, okay, with a rest period around a minute to a minute 15, designed, again, to give you that mass training. So you get your strength up front, and what you're going to find in that last part of 15 sets of 10 reps is you're not going to handle the same kind of weight as if you started. You're going to be tired. But now you're going to give yourself a different training demand. So now you're going to get that mass training at the end and get that nice pump. And that pump is really important for hyperplasia and muscle fiber growth.
You're using a lower rep range to get it. So what's the logic behind that?
Well, first off, you know, I don't know anybody that can lay down on a bench press and do 50 reps without stopping unless it's an incredibly lightweight.
Right.
Okay, typically they're racking the bar, they're resting for you know, 30 seconds or so, picking it back up, doing it again. I would rather use heavier weight and use that 8 to 12 range to get the mass, because you still keep a load on the muscles and you still keep that load in there. I know that KAATSU training is very trendy right now, but I don't know honestly how much you can size and strength you can build with a 135-pound bench press for sets of 100.
Yeah.
So I know it's sexy right now, but you know, the 8 to 12 for mass has been very, very tried and true. It works. And as we age, us old guys, and I'm using you and I together because
right.
we're both in that age group,
right.
respond better to volume training. We really do. We don't handle the loading, the heavy loading for 4 and 5 weeks straight, but we do respond to the volume training. So, you know, throwing that week of, again, the strength and the mass together, because you get both in the workout. When you come back that third week, okay, you're just doing standard sets of 10 with, say, a minute 15 rest, just 10s. Again, the emphasis on the pump and hyperplasia.
Well, when you say standard sets of 10, what do you mean by standard? You're doing 10 sets.
Right. And a standard set, a standard training set is you do a set, you rest for a given period, you do another set.
Okay.
That's a standard training set. So then there's a modified compound set slow. And a modified compound set slow would be, for instance, let's say you do a set of 8 reps on the bench press with 275 pounds, hypothetically, for 8 reps. And then you would rest like 30 seconds. And you would drop the weight to, say, 235 and try to do another set of 8. And so that's a compound set slow. Same exercise, same body part, okay? So it can be even two different exercises as long as it's the same body part with a lighter weight. Because, again, you pre-fatigue with a heavier weight. You take a brief period, 30 seconds, which is not enough full time to recover, and then you load the muscle again. So you increase the intensity without necessarily increasing the stress on the joints.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a compound set slow. A compound set fast would be just like it sounds. You would do that 275-pound bench and then already have another bar loaded next to you and move right to that bar with no rest with 235 or 225 and go and you shoot for 8 reps. And you would obviously want to design the loading and the weight range so that you fail around 8. If you go past it, raise the weight. If you're way under, drop the weight. But the whole idea is modifying compound sets slow and fast are designed to increase the intensity, increase the hyperplasia and the hypertrophy without necessarily having to, increase the loading so much that you really stress the joints.
So I think it's funny that 30 seconds is considered slow, but I guess it's more of a paused set, basically, as opposed to a rest pause.
Right, and you can also... And again, there's a certain amount, and Joe Weider did have one concept that I actually kind of liked. The concept of instinctive training, which, okay, let's say hypothetically at work, you've just pulled, you know, 5 12-hour days, and you're scheduled to squat 85 or 90% of your max for 5 reps. And you've been on your feet working on machines. Let's say you're a guy who repairs metalworking machines or stamping presses, and your back is sore, and everything's achy, and you're just tired. Well, by all means, just because the program book says you should do that they don't. That's when I would throw in a day of, say, sets of 10.
Uh-huh.
and take the load off and still come in and train. You don't want to not train. Obviously, everybody that listens to this show loves to train. But listen to your body, okay? There's days I come into the strength room, and when I get under the bar in the morning, let's say hypothetically I just laid down 75 or 80 bags of mulch the day before. Well, guess what's going to be sore? My low back from picking up mulch bags, carrying them around the yard, and dumping them.
Right.
So the likelihood that I would be, even though I might say on my program book, oh, I need to do heavy fours in the squat. Well, if I start warming up and my low back doesn't feel right, guess what? We're changing.
Right.
Because your body talks to you. And if you try to push through when your body's talking to you, you can wind up with long-term injuries that keep you from training for years.
Look at me. Torn hamstrings. You know, and I've taken the past 2 days off. When I was talking to Coach Rusher this morning, he goes, hey, I didn't see you at the gym the past couple of days. I was like, well, I did heavy farmer's walks on Friday, and then I trained back, chest, and shoulders on Saturday. And Sunday, I was exhausted. And this morning, I still feel fatigued. And I thought, you know what? Yeah. I'm not going to force myself to go into the gym. Because if nothing else, my body's recovering. Guess what that means? It's growing.
Exactly. Exactly. Listen to your body. And you know your body. You know when you're tired. So you know, like I say, you cycle this program design isn't set in stone. You've got to listen to your body and your work schedule. For those of you guys out there that listen to the Superhuman Radio Network and you've got babies at home that are 1 and 2 years old and they're not sleeping through the night and it's your turn to get up, okay, guess what? You might not be ready to go on 2 hours sleep to go in and do a 90% max for 3 reps in the bench press.
Right.
You're not going to be ready. You're tired. You're fatigued. Why in the world, if you're fatigued and tired and not focused, would you take the risk of having poor form and straining a tendon or possibly injuring a pec or a tricep or something like that with a heavy bench? Take that day and say, okay, I'm shifting gears. I'm tired. I'll do higher reps and lighter weight, and I'll get a pump, and I'll hit this maybe Saturday when it comes back around.
For those of you listening to the show, we're going to go into a break. For those of you listening to the show for the first time and you're thinking to yourself, I really don't care about this kind of weightlifting stuff, you better care about it because muscle is metabolic currency. It's what's going to get you into the later stages of life and keep you ambulatory and independent and disease-free so you don't end up in a nursing home like your friends do. So don't ignore this discussion because everybody on the planet can benefit from gaining strength. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel, but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack.
Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
Where you going, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
But who?
The girl next door, you know?
Welcome back.
I don't know what to do.
Say it wasn't you.
All right. Honey, give me that.
We're talking with Coach Ed Rusher about abridged Bulgarian training. Get the same results that the Bulgarians get by spending all day going back and forth to the gym in just one single hour and a half session. Obviously, it requires that you train with great intensity. But if you're already not training with great intensity, you're missing out on all the benefits of resistance training. That's one of the big mistakes that most people do make. They go into the gym and they just kind of meander through the workouts. You know what I'm talking about, right, Ed?
Oh, absolutely, and it's kind of annoying. I mean, you see people, you know, in there doing leg extensions with 10 pounds, and their leg weighs more than 10 pounds. So you're just kind of like, why are you even bothering? Just, you know, don't even waste your time.
Yeah, it's like you're coming, you're showing up at the buffet, but you're not grabbing a plate and eating any food. It's like, why? If you're making the effort to get there, you may as well do it right. And now, it also should be said that Coach Rusher's been using this training diary ever since I've known him, and I've asked him about it, and you know, he made it for himself, and I said, Ed, let's make it available to my audience. So this wasn't like an idea like, hey, let's make some money. I promoted this to Coach Rusher, and he said, well, I'd have to make some modifications to it and lay it out differently, and he did that. And it's $19.95, and it's a whole year's worth of training diary step by step, but it's more than that. There's a whole bunch of reference material in here, isn't there, Ed?
Yeah, the strength reference page kind of gives you some basic descriptions of, you know, okay, for instance, you know, 1 to 3 reps is considered strength demonstration. Okay, when I was strength coach at Louisville, 3 to 6 reps is how we calculated maximums for football players because they're football players, not powerlifters. And it takes very specialized training and rotation down to a single rep. They don't do single reps on the field. So 1 to 3 reps, strength demonstration. 3 to 6 reps, strength building. 8 to 12, mass building. 12 to 15 reps, mass and endurance. 15 to 20 and above, endurance training. Again, and so, you know, when you're talking about, you know, that's I would call traditional training, like, you know, bodybuilding or powerlifting type training. Olympic lifting has a much lower rep range training. You know, one rep is power strength demonstration. One rep. In Olympic lifting competitions, you'll do that single rep. Again, with, when I was coaching at Louisville and we did Olympic lifts like the clean and jerk and a split jerk, we typically did between 3 and 5 reps because they're not Olympic lifters. And, so power building occurs best in 2 to 3 rep ranges, for Olympic lifting. And some of those people are now doing Olympic lifting as part of their workouts. They're very technical lifts. They take someone who's very qualified, typically who's someone who's, United States Olympic Committee Level 1 or Level 2 lifting coach certified. So they know proper form and technique, because you can get hurt very easily with Olympic lifts. So, you know, this reference page gives you an idea of what type of sets there are, what type of rep ranges there are, what the load should be depending on what those rep ranges should be and what the rest periods should be.
How long should you rest? You have all the different rest periods in here. That's amazing. I've never seen that done before.
Well, and again, you know, when you're doing compound sets, you want just enough rest that you get enough ATP rebuilt that you can get back under that bar with a lighter weight and take it to failure and really take that muscle to the next level if you're trying to build strength or you're trying to build mass. When you're doing compound sets, you're trying to build mass, obviously. When you're doing strength training, you know, it's a standard training set where you're doing a set, you're resting. You're doing a set, you're resting, okay? And so you're really focused on your form and getting locked in and doing it right. Bodybuilding mass training, like I say, each rest period has its own benefit and your response to it. And there is a cardiovascular benefit, okay? If you're a powerlifter, you're doing a lot of low reps and high weight. If you're mixing bodybuilding in with strength training, believe it or not, you are getting a cardiovascular benefit to your training regimen. Just for giggles, when you're doing a set, let's say you're doing a set, drop sets with 8s, you know, a compound set with 8. So you do a set of 8, say in the hammer wide chest press with, I don't know, 405, and you do full range of motion all the way up, all the way down, and you get 8 reps, and then you drop the weight to say 365, with 30 seconds rest, and you go to failure, which should be around 8 reps, check your heart rate right after that. I bet you'll find it's between 120 and 130. So there is some cardiovascular benefit to bodybuilding type training, provided you stick to the rep ranges and the rest periods. You'll get that cardiovascular benefit. There will be a carryover you can take into your daily life from even strength training by using compound sets slow and fast.
I mean, there's a lot of terminology in here that I've never known what it meant. You know, modified compound sets, fast, like you were talking about before, slow. I mean, it's more than a training diary. It's almost like an encyclopedia, if you will, of references as well. It's really cool.
I appreciate that. When I created this, what I wanted to create, and I call it potty reading, because sometimes I had 4 boys at home raising 4 boys, and sometimes the best reading I did was in the potty. But the point is this is something that take the time to look through it and learn it. And when I sit down to plan my workout out, when I pull up to the gym in the morning and I'm sitting in my truck in the front seat, I am planning my workout. Now, the program card is designed such that you can take this strength reference page and you can apply everything that's on it, and you can keep track of what you're doing. And you actually have goals that you can set. And when you come back around in the rotation, let's say hypothetically, you come back to German mass, 10 sets of 10, after an eight week rotation through. When you come back to it, you look back to where you were. Okay, well, when I did the bench press in German mass, I did this weight. So I'm going to raise that weight 5 pounds. Because I know I'm stronger after this 8-week cycle. So I'm going to raise it 5 pounds. And so now it's going to be even more challenging. And the book allows you to look back. It also has a place in the calendar section for you to write down key training events or things in your life. Almost 4 years ago, I had an umbilical hernia squatting. The Russians said wear a belt, then the Russians said don't wear a belt. And so I was squatting heavy without a belt, and my belly button popped out. So I wrote down, I have umbilical hernia, going to have surgery, and I wrote down when I came back. And I have all these books stacked up in my closet here in my office from when I was a walk-on linebacker at Purdue University until now. I've got every set and every rep I've ever done on a program card in my house. And yeah. it's minutia for me, and most people don't save it like that, but it's nice when you can look back and say, oh,
yes.
Gosh, I'm working out on the road, and I'm going back to that gym in Detroit, or I'm going back to that gym in Cleveland. What did I do on pull-downs?
Well, more importantly, as you age, right, your perception of your maybe that you're getting stronger or getting weaker, but you really have no real frame of reference unless you can go back and look at a similar workout or a similar movement and see what you really were able to do back then in the number of sets and reps and how you felt when you finished doing it. I mean,
this,
you know, anything worth doing is worth doing right. And anything worth doing right is worth recording for posterity, for history, for your own edification, whatever. But it's worth recording. And it's like you're there anyway. You know, I see Coach Rusher when he's breathing heavy in between the set, and he's writing down in his diary. It takes 2 seconds. He writes something down, puts it down, he gets ready for the next set. We should all be doing that.
You keep track of your taxes, okay? You keep track of receipts. You keep track of deductions. And you put them all together, and you take them to your account at the end of the year to get your payback. Okay, I paid this much in, but I'm owed this much back. Well, get your payback in the gym and keep track of what you're doing.
Right.
So you have an idea where you are, because if you know you can do, let's say hypothetically, you can lay down and do 10 reps with 315 in the bench press. Well then, okay, on a set, where on a day where you're doing 10 reps, oh, you already know you can do that. Well, why don't you do 325? Why don't you do 320?
It's all about progression, right? You're not getting stronger unless you're progressing, and this is a way to make sure that you're progressing. I want to mention something else. The book is available for $19.95. It will last you a lifetime. It's not copyrighted, so you can take it to Kinko's and have them print it and bind it, and every year you can have a new one made. So,
yes.
I mean, it doesn't get any better than that. Again, Coach Rusher wasn't out to make a kill. He didn't say, hey, I'm going to write a book and let's sell it. I said to him, let's make this available to my audience. I think there's a lot of people that can use it, including myself. So, you know, take advantage of this opportunity. And it's not just a training diary, but it's a training guide from a strength and conditioning coach, a man who made his living not only being a strong athlete, but training strong athletes. And what he learned and how he modified it, you won't find anywhere else. I can guarantee you that. Listen, Coach Rusher, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. If anybody has any questions or whatever, email Carl and I'll answer the emails to you. You know, he can forward them on to me and I'll reply, because you know a training diary is there's a lot of questions about it, but basically it allows you to keep track of your goal weight, your goal reps, and the reps you actually attain. Now, let me just say this before we go any further. If you have it, let's say hypothetically you're doing a set. And your goal is to get a given weight for 8 reps, and you miss it. It sounds like a lot. Drop 20 pounds. If you start in a target weight, let's say hypothetically you 275 for 8 in the bench, okay, you get that. You go up to 280, and you get that. Well, you're going to go to 285, and you miss it. Drop 20, and then trust me, 20 pounds, it doesn't sound like it's too much. It's actually just right. You'll barely get 8. You'll get 8 again, and then you'll come back up 5 more pounds, and it'll be like a wave. Okay. If you're doing the same thing straight across, like you know, the old Bill Starr 5 sets of 5, that's okay. But in this training regimen of the modified Bulgarian, it'll look like a wave. So you start with the weight you got. Okay, say you got last time 270 for 8. Now you start with 275.
Right.
And you try to push yourself and progress. That's why the diary is important. And
yeah.
You look back. So, you know, once you drink your pre-workout, usually it hits you in about, 20 minutes. Go to the reading room, write your workout out, look at your last workout when you did this exercise and this training style, and try to push yourself just a smidge further.
We got to end the interview here. Ed, if you want to reach out to Coach Rusher, send an email to onair@superhumanradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the Age Force Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. Age Force has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Worried about making your student loan payments? Don't worry if you're behind or even in default. We can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment. No matter how much you owe, we can reduce your payments fast. Call 1-800-875-2104. We can fix your student loan problems guaranteed. This is a government program, no credit check. You may even qualify for the government's income-based program, which could reduce your payment to as little as $5 per month. Call 1-800-875-2104. That's 1-800-875-2104.
With your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Peers but not peer pressure keeps prescription drug misuse among young adults. Current efforts to prevent prescription drug misuse among young adults need to consider peers but not peer pressure, according to a Purdue University study. This research, funded by the National Institute of Drug Abuse, will be presented at the 109th annual meeting at the American Sociological Association. Prescription drug misuse has risen considerably during the 21st century and is the most commonly abused substance after alcohol and marijuana for people 14 and older, according to the NIDA. Popular prescription drugs that are most frequently misused are sedatives, painkillers, and stimulants. People normally think about peer pressure in that peers directly and actively pressure an individual to do what they are doing, said study co-author Brian Kelly, director of Purdue's Center of Research on Young People's Health. That does not appear to be the issue in this age group. Rather, we found that friends are not actively pressuring them, but it's a desire to have a good time alongside friends that matters. Study finds range of skill students taught in school linked to race and class size. Pressure to meet the national education standards may be the reason states with significant populations of African-American students and those with larger class sizes often require children to learn fewer skills, finds a University of Kansas researcher. In effort to increase their test scores and therefore avoid negative consequences of failing to meet federal standards set by the No Child Left Behind Act, some states are reducing the skills students are expected to learn. Narrowing the skills students are expected to learn results in higher proficiency gains on state assessments because students have to be proficient in fewer skills, said study author Ergun Statsioglu. In other words, requiring students to learn less actually helps to improve state assessment results. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 1 minute on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbell that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
With the rest of your Superhuman News Update, I'm Elliot Turton. Study suggests federal law to combat use of club drugs has done more harm than good. A federal law enacted to combat the use of club drugs such as ecstasy and today's variation known as Molly has failed to reduce the drug's popularity and instead has further endangered users by hampering the use of measures to protect them. University of Delaware sociology professor Tammy L. Anderson makes that case in a paper she will present at the 109th annual meeting of the American Sociological Association. The paper examines the unintended consequences of the 2003 RAVE Act, which stands for Reducing Americans' Vulnerability to Ecstasy. The paper examines the unintended consequences of the 2003 RAVE Act, Reducing Americans' Vulnerability to Ecstasy Act, that was designed to address the use of drugs at the all-night electronic dance music parties known as raves. The law targeted club owners and promoters, holding them criminally responsible for illegal drug use at their events. Risky situations increase women's anxiety and hurts their performance compared to men. Risky situations increase anxiety for women, but not for men, leading to women to perform worse under these circumstances, finds a study to be presented at the 109th annual meeting of the American Sociological Association. When scenarios were framed in a risky way, women were more anxious than when scenarios were framed in a non-risky way. Women who received risky scenarios scored 13.6 higher on anxiety tests than those who received non-risky scenarios. The framing of the scenarios did not have a statistically significant effect on men's anxiety. Increased anxiety in risky settings is problematic for women because it may depress their ability to achieve, as the researchers also found that women have worse task performance than men in risky situations, even when they have the same ability in a non-risky setting. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Listen to Superhuman Radio Live and download past shows on our podcast at superhumanradio.com.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, we've talked about parasites and helminths in past shows and how for millions of years we've not only lived with them, but they've lived within us. My next guest is Dr. Julius Lukesh. How you doing, Dr. Lukesh?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
And Dr. Lukesh is with the University of South Bohemia and also the Czech Academy of Sciences, and they recently published a paper looking back at some of the information that's available about parasite infections and how they affect the human condition. What made you look at this, Dr. Lukesh?
Well, the major impetus was that I was always thinking that some of what we call parasites in our intestine may not necessarily be parasites, but commensals. And although I studied parasitology and the teachers always told us, well, these are parasites and as a matter of fact, we shall get rid of them because they do some wrong to us. I was confronted occasionally with situations or observations where this was not the case. So we went into the literature pretty much 100 years back and critically evaluated the literature on mostly intestinal parasites. Okay, if you have parasites in your blood, then this is a real parasite and there is no debate whether it's good or bad so far. But with the intestinal, we did this, and although it got some controversial reviews from the reviewers, it was published in Trends in Parasitology, and the conclusion of it is pretty much that our suspicion is confirmed, and that works, that let's say bring data to support that whatever these parasites we have in our intestine have negative impact is much more cited than studies that show that actually these parasites or these commensals actually have no negative effect. So in the community, there is some way how it's perceived. If you are a parasitologist and you label what was parasite as a commensal, then you are kind of taking breath of the parasitologists. So you better don't do that.
Well, but now let's also mention something else, that while some of these parasites appear not to be harmful to their hosts, some of them actually seem to be helpful to their hosts, correct?
Okay, well, let's, if we get back from, 100 years from now, then probably the intestinal helminths, let's say, they're really doing no harm but no good at the same time. They just lower the immune response in the intestine for their own benefit. And that was pretty much probably not so important for human health 100 years ago, but now with all the inflammations and different sorts of allergies, this capacity to lower, to moderate immune response in the intestine actually may be in many cases beneficial.
We're learning so much about the microbiome of the gut. Could these parasites actually be some slight extension of the microbiome? In other words, we know that we're losing diversity of the microbes that actually provide a benefit to the immune system. Could some of these parasites actually be part of that useful microbiota, but in a larger scale, in a more complex animal?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. This is what we don't know yet, because all the studies that have been published within the last 5 years, and they are really groundbreaking about the microbiome, did not pretty much include the eukaryotes, either the unicellular or the multicellular organisms that are also in the intestine. They focused on the bacteria, which I understand, because they represent 99%, and probably in the U.S. or Czech population, close to 100% of whatever we have in our intestine.
Right.
But we argue that, or that's our, let's say, testable hypothesis, that if we have some of these intestinal eukaryotes along with microbiome, the microbiome will be more diverse, more rich, more balanced, and that again, that would support the view that the more diverse your microbiome is, the better. But we have to test it.
What I'm starting to understand about the microbiome is that these microbes, they are like guests in our gut, and they feed on the food that we eat, and they produce metabolites of these foods that could either be harmful or helpful to our body. So for lack of better terms, and to be just a little crude, if you will, that their waste products can either be beneficial or harmful to us. So is it not possible that the parasite that seems to be able to help a person with Crohn's disease, because there's one that seems that it's beneficial to people with Crohn's disease, is it the presence of this parasite intrinsically, or is it the waste product that this parasite puts off that seems to be the benefit?
I think at this point we can hardly distinguish between these two views. There is still not enough information. The presence of the parasite, which is called Trichuris suis, which is actually a parasite of pigs that cannot finish the life cycle in humans, but will attach to the intestinal mucosa and will live there, so there is no danger of transmitting it to another person. Only that person that eats the eggs can become infected. So the current view, brother, is that the contact with between the helminth and the intestinal mucosa causes the immune system in a very complex way, the T cells, to lower their responsibility to antigens. So I'm not aware that it would be some metabolites of the parasite that would cause this. But I think this is really not a settled issue at this point.
You know, this is really intriguing to me because obviously mainstream medicine probably does not want to infect people with parasites. I wonder how many of us have parasites right now that we just don't know it because we happen to be one of those people that there's a friendly relationship maybe from millions of years of evolution with these parasites in our presence, Dr. Lukesh, that we actually have parasites right now and just don't know it.
I think we pretty much know it, that we in the wealthy countries, let's put it that way, absolute majority of people have none, because you can diagnose parasites in the intestinal system very easily by looking for eggs of the parasites or cysts. So pretty much every doctor who deals with a little bit of travelers or scientists or parasitologists, even probably health workers, can establish whether you have parasites or not.
Okay.
And so the studies are available from most countries, and they show that the number of intestinal helminths and protists is dramatically declining. The helminths have complicated life cycle that can be disrupted easily. There are ant helminth ticks that can be used very efficiently to get rid of them. So let's say if I will speak about Czech Republic, from where I am calling, the incidence of intestinal helminths and protists will be below 1%. So perhaps 1-2% of a regular population will have some cryptosporidia, okay, or giardia or some helminths.
We have to take a break. So hold on to your thought there. We're going to take one commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Dr. Lukesh.
He's asking the hard questions.
Where are the convictions for the drugs that are being used right now that are killing people?
The government is too afraid to answer.
You see all the attorneys. Hey, if you develop cancer after taking this supplement, call our law office because we got a class action suit coming together.
Carl Lenore.
What's wrong with you people?
On Superhuman Radio.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
When it comes to TV, we have one simple question. If you can't see the difference, why pay the difference? Switch to Dish for a great deal. Not only will you find the same channels you know and love for less, Dish sweetens the deal with free HD for 24 months and premium movie channels free for 3 months, including Blockbuster at Home. And of course, Dish is home to award-winning technology like Hopper and Dish Anywhere. Why would you ever pay more for TV? Switch to Dish and see what real value is. Free HD for 24 months. Premium channels free for 3 months. And scores of movies with Blockbuster at Home. Get more for less with Dish. Call Digital TV Dish at 800-290-4860 for details. That's 800-290-4860. Call 800-290-4860. Limited time offer. Separate 24-month commitments and termination fees apply. Restrictions include credit qualification and auto pay and paperless billing. DishNet not available in all areas. Call for details.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Outside. Guess who's back again.
Welcome back.
Sadie's back. Tell a friend.
You know, we had guess who's back. Moises Velasquez Manoff on the show about his book, An Epidemic of Absence, The Parasites That Make Us Who We Are. Back in 2012 when we first started discussing helminth parasites and their potential benefits. There are people that are going out to places like Mexico and South America that are self-infecting themselves with these helmets in order to rid themselves of disease, chronic diseases. Do you think this is foolish, Dr. Lukesh?
Not at all. I think it's they are looking for options that are not available, and rightly so. Because in many cases, as far as I was able to track down on internet and I had off, it works. So there are clear benefits. There are in 70s papers in Nature where scientists described that they were suffering of different sorts of allergies. For example, hay allergy, very strong one. And that scientists just took helminths, and the symptoms went away. So I simply believe in this, and that's why also I infected myself. And actually, we are planning experiments, and we have volunteers for that. Not permissions yet, I have to say, to infect people first, healthy individuals, and then individuals with diseases like Crohn's disease, or where there is a reasonable suspicion that the introduction of helminths may help, and then we will see the results of controlled experiments.
Are the benefits of helminth infection, being infected with a helminth, are those benefits carried on after the helmets are removed from the individual, or do they must they reside there forever?
You can. There is a bunch of drugs on the market called anthelmintix that will remove the helmets very efficiently. So either there is now this one treatment with Trichuris suis ova. There, the lifespan of the individual helmet is known, so you pretty much know when they will be gone. In cases where you have, for example, a tapeworm or some other helmet infections, in those cases, those are sometimes long living organisms. So if you feel it's time to get rid of them, that is very straightforward.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, the therapeutic benefits of these helmets, do they stay even after the helmets have been removed from the host?
I see what you mean. Okay, well, the only studies I am aware of are with the ova from the Trichuris helmet, and they have to be so the individuals have to be repeatedly infected, so they don't stay for long. I cannot answer now whether this is in months, but I am afraid it will be in weeks after the helmets leave you. The symptoms of the disease or the inflammation tend to return. So it may be that you will have to reinfect yourself at certain point.
I wonder if mainstream medicine will embrace this. This is, you know, this is almost going back to the old days when we used to use leeches and all these different therapeutic aids that have been replaced by allopathic medicine with drugs today. I wonder if the mainstream will say this is inappropriate to test on people, even if they give consent. What do you think?
Yes, of course, these concerns have been voiced. Well, leeches are back. There are cases in surgery where you need leeches. So you need occasionally larvae of certain flies. So, but those are specialized cases.
Right.
Here we are pretty much at the beginning, and of course the medical doctors can raise concerns like we may introduce prions or some viruses. With these infections, artificial infections. Well, I of course think that we should definitely test it. There is very reasonable scientific data so far that that these helmets lived with us for eons.
Right.
We have removed them in last 50 years. It is pretty much exactly the same like with the microbiome. When you would discuss all the impact that is now discovered that microbiome has on us, pretty much from the moment we are born,
right,
you would be considered going overboard. At best, it was admitted that we have some bacteria in our intestines that is not cultured, that cannot be cultured, so pretty much not studied. They are doing their jobs, let's leave them there, but they have pretty much no impact on our health, and that has totally changed. Why would eukaryotic organisms in our intestine be different than the microbiome?
I agree.
I think there is a parallel, and the data is missing simply at this point.
And I agree. I'm sorry, go ahead.
To reject studying them would be foolish.
And that's why I keep thinking of parasites as just being another occupant of this microbial ooze that occupies the inside of our body. I mean, that when I first started reading about them, I thought, well, these are just more complex forms of these things that occupy our guts and our intestines. So it makes perfect sense. It really, really does.
The simple statement about parasites is that the good parasites do not shorten the lives of their hosts because they go down with them. And in most cases, or in many cases where you have really serious parasitemia that is killing people, it's because that we are new for that type of parasite for one reason or another. But the well-established parasites and the intestinal parasites seem to be, they have no interest to shorten our lives. Actually, they may have interest to do the opposite.
Yeah. Listen, great interview. Thank you for being on the show today, Dr. Lukesh.
My pleasure.
Take care. All right, so stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to change it up a little bit, and we're going to talk about the things in our food that may be causing obesity. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
I want to live longer. I want to be stronger. I want to be healthier, and I want everybody to come along.
Calling out the daytime television quacks.
I want to see Dr. Oz do those things in the gym. He's out there telling people how to be stronger, be healthier, look better, live longer. Let's see him put himself to the test. Let's see any of these people do the things that we do in this audience here.
Motivating the people.
We are the true superhumans.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Increase your strength and energy. Build that testosterone. Introducing AndroTest from Fusion Supplements. AndroTest gives you superior conversion to testosterone. This is a research-based product with cyclodextrin technology that maximizes testosterone output. AndroTest is the perfect choice to add as a stack to other pro hormones. Get a bottle of AndroTest. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad in the Carl Recommends section. Use coupon code AndroTest30.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin-releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA. It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. A hot topic on this show. obesity. But what if it's not all about how much food you're putting in your mouth, but what they're putting in the food that you're putting in your mouth? My next guests are Dr. Amber Simmons and Dr. Jennifer Schlesinger. Welcome to the show. It is Simmons, correct?
Yeah, so I actually got married and changed my name since this paper was submitted.
Really?
So, yeah.
So, give me, what should I be referring to you as?
So, I am Amber Kleckner.
Okay. Like, yeah. Kle with a P? K-L-E?
K-L-E-C-K-N-E-R.
K-N-E-R. Okay. Dr. Amber Kleckner and Dr. Jennifer Schlesinger. Now, Jennifer, you did not change your name since we spoke a moment ago, right?
No, I have not changed my name recently.
Just want to make sure I'm doing this right. Okay. I love this topic, I have to tell you. But what made you look at it? Who wants to answer that question first?
I can go ahead and answer that question. I was actually inspired to start investigating chemicals that might act as obesogens when I saw Bruce Blumberg speak at Boston University. So Bruce Blumberg, who's at the University of California at Irvine, he is the person, and his laboratory was the original laboratory to identify obesogens. And Bruce Blumberg actually coined the term environmental obesogen.
Wow.
And so he came to give a seminar at BU some time ago, and I was intrigued by what he had to say. I happened to be interested in a molecular pathway. I was studying a molecular pathway that Dr. Blumberg was talking about, and I became interested in working with one of the chemicals which he had used to identify this new class of toxic.
Which chemical? Which chemical?
Tributyltin. Okay. So tributyltin was used for decades as an anti-fouling agent, most often used in boat paint to prevent barnacles from growing on the bottoms of boats. But what they found was that in these harbors where tributyltin was being used, that the mollusks in that harbor became contaminated with that tributyltin and developed odd physiological characteristics. So that the female mollusks were developing male reproductive characteristics. So tributyltin was actually, because of that, tributyltin was actually banned for use in the bottoms of boats. But the tributyltin belongs to a class of chemicals called the organotins. And organotins are still used as food crop fungicides. And they're also used in plastics manufacturing. So even though we aren't painting them on the bottoms of our boats anymore and we're not contaminating the marine environment and marine food sources, there are other ways that organotins are getting into our food.
So it sounds like that's a xenoandrogen, the way we have xenoestrogens that have estrogenic-like effects. It sounds like those are xenoandrogens then, right?
Well, it actually turns out that what people thought at first was that tributyltin was an anti-estrogen. But it turns out that tributyltin doesn't actually bind and talk to the estrogen receptor. Rather, it binds and talks to another member of that nuclear receptor family of proteins. And that nuclear receptor family of proteins contains many of the proteins that respond to hormones. So estrogen is a hormone, androgens are a hormone, but in that group of proteins, there are also the receptors that respond to thyroid hormone, for instance, or to vitamin D. And as it turns out, tributyltin talks to a protein called the retinoid X receptor.
Oh, a very, very important vitamin A receptor.
Well, that's the retinoid X receptor binds to the retinoic acid receptor, which is what you're thinking
okay,
about. And
okay.
Together, the retinoic acid receptor and the retinoid X receptor, together they bind to DNA and change which proteins are being made in cells.
Yikes. So these are not androgenicity effects. These are genetic changes. These are epigenetic effects.
So epigenetics likely plays a role in the obesogen story. And that's also something that Bruce Blumberg has been working on. But what's happening is that these receptors that chemicals like tributyltin bind to and turn on, they're something called transcription factors.
Uh-huh, sure.
And the job of transcription factors is to change which genes are expressed and which proteins are made in cells.
Gotcha.
And what these chemicals are doing is they are interfering with hormone pathways by changing gene transcription and changing the body's ability to regulate metabolic homeostasis.
Okay, so let's turn the next question to Dr. Schlesinger, correct? Or that was Dr. Schlesinger. I'm sorry. So Dr. Kleckner now. Yeah. See, I got it right. So what are some of the worst offenders that we're seeing that we're exposed to in our foods today that appear to have an obesogenic effect on us?
There are many, and in fact, there are a ton of food additives in our food supply. A lot of them are there on purpose. We put in preservatives, we put in artificial colors, artificial sweeteners. And then, as Dr. Schlesinger was talking about, there are food additives that are in our food supply completely accidentally that leach in from plastics, from processing, from the environment, from pesticides. And in reality, a lot of these compounds haven't been tested at all for their effects on obesity. And one of the things that we need to do moving forward is test a lot of these things. Even in the past 5-10 years, some of these food additives have been identified as potential contributors to obesity. Some of the ones that have had the most evidence so far, trans fats, obviously, they were banned by the FDA.
Right, finally.
Year.
Right.
Finally.
Yeah. Right.
And then bisphenol A, BPA, has been targeted as interrupting some of these hormone pathways. So things like this, these are just several. Like I said, there are thousands of food additives that are
in your study. You point out, Dr. Kleckner, that there are some 1,500 added every single year. How could we even test for all these and get a handle on this? It's ridiculous.
Yeah, so there are a lot of modern state-of-the-art techniques that we are now implementing to test some of these things. A lot of them have been developed for toxicology purposes, but are now have been adapted for food additive purposes. The government has initiated this TOX-21 initiative that has this robotic high-throughput system that can test 8,000 compounds a day for some of their biological effects.
Cool.
So as this technology gets cheaper, basically, we can start evaluating these much more rapidly. Now our techniques are just—it's too slow and it's too expensive to test everything thoroughly.
That's such a lame excuse by food manufacturers. We have to take a break, but it's a good thing we have to take a break because my audience knows that I'd go into a rant right now. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll pick it up on the other side. You're listening to Superhuman Radio.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
So these people, they go to the doctor, and the doctor says, you know, your cholesterol is kind of high, and you fall into this group here, and under the new guidelines, we need to prescribe you a statin drug. And the person doesn't go, I don't want a statin drug. They don't even go, let me look into it, doc, before you write that prescription. They don't say anything. They go, oh, okay, and they take it.
Carl gives advice about how to talk to your doctor.
In what other area of your life do you take what someone else says that's selling you a service for gospel truth? You pull into the mechanic, and you know all you need is your tire change. And the mechanic says, but you also need a complete engine overhaul. And you go, all right, what's it going to cost? $3,000. Okay, I guess you got to do it. No, you go, I don't need an engine overhaul. Just change my tire so I can get out of here. But no one talks to their doctors like that.
Keep listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Worried about making your student loan payments? Don't worry if you're behind or even in default. We can help consolidate your student loans into one affordable monthly payment. No matter how much you owe, we can reduce your payments fast. Call 1-800-875-2104. We can fix your student loan problems guaranteed. This is a government program, no credit check. You may even qualify for the government's income-based program, which could reduce your payment to as little as $5 per month. Call 1-800-875-2104. That's 1-800-875-2104.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I just got confirmation on a $200 order of the new Quest high-protein potato chips. Can you believe this? 21 grams of protein, 1.5 grams of fat, 5 grams of carbohydrates, no artificial colors or flavors. How awesome is that? I can't wait to get them. They are so good. I've already had some, and I'm already salivating thinking about them. You know, getting back into what we were talking about going into the break, this is what frustrates me. It's almost like this notion of we need to make sure stuff is safe before we feed it to people is an afterthought amongst those who produce food and the FDA who provides oversight. So, Dr. Schlesinger, obviously there's lots of ways that a molecule could contribute to obesity. That obviously, it could be lipogenic. It could also blunt lipolysis. It could also do some other things. Do any of these chemicals that appear to be obesogens have a common pathway, or are they all different?
There are actually several different pathways that are targeted. So, for instance, the thyroid hormone pathway is likely being targeted by polychlorinated biphenyls. Mm. A key pathway here is you have a hormone pathway which drives the formation of new fat cells. And that protein pathway is run by the master regulator of fat formation, which is called a protein called peroxisome proliferator activated receptor gamma.
PPAR gamma. Mouthful, we call it PPAR gamma. Gamma. Right, exactly.
So PPAR gamma.
Right.
So for instance, the organotin, or the tributyl tin, like I was talking about, is turning on PPAR gamma inappropriately. Some of the phthalates, which are contaminants in plastics. Phthalates got a lot of bad press, duly so, because they caused developmental defects in male reproductive development.
Right.
But we're also finding out that these phthalates can inappropriately turn on this master regulator of fat formation. Another key pathway that I alluded to before also is the estrogen receptor pathway. So estrogens are very important in suppressing fat formation. So, for instance, when women go through menopause,
uh-huh.
they tend to gain weight.
Yeah.
Because the estrogen and estrogen receptor pathway has been slowed down or almost shut off. So you'll notice that the key here in each of these pathways, though, is that these are all hormones. These are hormone-driven pathways. So these chemicals are coming in and interfering with the proper functioning of these hormone pathways that maintain our metabolic homeostasis.
The scary thing about all this is something that when you started talking earlier about the mollusks, we're talking about shellfish at that point in time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, I buy all my beef and eggs and dairy from my local farmer who raises everything organically, but that doesn't mean that there isn't some blowover from the farm up the road that gets into the water, and then the cow drinks the water, and then it embeds itself in the flesh, and I am getting this stuff second and third hand, which makes this even scarier. Even if you try to navigate around these, anti-androgens like phthalates, which, by the way, you have more exposure to phthalates with anything that has fragrance in it, by the way, because they use phthalates mm-hmm. to encapsulate fragrance. And so when you spray your perfume on, you're spraying phthalates right on your skin. Just an FYI sure. for those of you out there. But you know what? It's so hard to get around this stuff because it's in the environment now.
Correct. Correct. And some of these toxicants in the environment that with phthalates, our bodies are actually quite efficient at metabolizing the phthalates and eliminating them. However, we're exposed to my rather unscientific term, bucket loads of phthalates. We
right.
are surrounded by phthalates.
Right.
Some of these other chemicals, such as polychlorinated biphenyls or organotins, their concentration isn't so high in our environment. The problem with those types of chemicals is that they aren't metabolized very well by the body. And so we're not getting rid of those chemicals, and they accumulate. So over a lifetime exposure, you can build up a significant body burden of those types of chemicals. Even though the exposure is very low, those types of obesogens may, build up to a body burden that has physiological significance by the time you're in your 50s or your 60s.
Right, right. So what do you hope scientists take away from this research? Obviously, there's people out there putting things in foods today just because it's economically feasible for them. It has nothing to do with health. What do you hope that, and the FDA, I hope that Dr. Margaret Hamburg is listening to the show, but I doubt it. What do you hope that people do about this?
Well, I think that we can't consider these chemicals in a vacuum, that there are a couple of key issues here. The first is that we aren't being exposed to a single phthalate or a single PCB or a single organotin. we're being exposed to low levels of mixtures of these chemicals, and we really need to understand mm-hmm. how this combination of chemicals is contributing to this obesity epidemic that we have.
Right.
We also can't just think about these chemical obesogens in and of themselves, that we have to think about them in the greater context of our diet as a whole, so that we're being exposed to X, Y, and Z obesogen, but we're also being exposed to a high-fat diet. And perhaps what we need to be thinking about is how does that, let's say, combination of the chemical exposure and the high-fat diet exposure, how does that high-fat diet exposure decreasing the exposure required for a deleterious effect?
Well, but I got to speak up here just for a second. So if you read some of the early books back in the late 1700s, early 1800s, about chemicals, and you read about poisoning, we know that fat has the ability to encapsulate toxicants and carry them out of the body. In fact, we see this in a different way, because we know that people who undergo rapid fat loss open themselves up to other to cancers, because the toxins that have been stored in these little time capsules, these fat cells, all roll into the bloodstream at once, raising the levels of these things and causing, you know, wreaking havoc. So we know that for some reason, these toxins, they like fat. I've often thought, and obviously I'm not a doctor, I'm just, you know, a buffoon with a microphone in front of his face, but I've often thought that if the low-fat diet actually causing us to store more of it, instead of these toxicants getting on the train out of the body, so to speak.
Well, so you make a valid point in that many of, so first of all, toxins are specifically referred to chemicals of biological origin. So let's say botulinum toxin is a toxin. Where mostly what we're talking about here are toxicants. They're synthetic. They're of non-biological origin. So these toxicants that we're taking in, they tend to be lipid-loving, exactly as you said. They're lipophilic, they're lipid-loving. And so they are going to become sequestered in our fat depots because they're going to want to dissolve in the fat more so than they're going to want to dissolve mm-hmm. in our blood.
Mm-hmm.
And if, in fact, we do lose a lot of weight, or if a woman is lactating and she's mobilizing her fat stores,
right.
we do indeed mobilize those toxicants. And, you know, exposures can be renewed, or exposures are then occur to the newborn infant, let's say. So with having lower body fat as a whole, you would have less of a depot
uh-huh.
for these toxicants.
Uh-huh.
But what's happening with this high-fat diet and combination and these toxicants that can turn on, let's say, the fat cell formation pathway, is that you have the ability to turn on fat cell formation, and you got lots of fat to stuff in those fat cells.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, you know,
right.
and nothing is ever, like you said, these things don't happen in vacuums, and the results of them cannot be observed in a vacuum either. It's great research. It's about time more and more people need to start talking about all this artificial gunk in our food that we're being told by the authorities that have jurisdiction, okay to eat. Well, it's okay in small quantities. But you know what I've said? Yeah, everything is okay in small quantities, but when you times it by 1,000 and you're getting it from every angle all day long, it's not a small quantity. And as you point out, these things have synergistic effects. We're consuming a soup of these things on a day in and day out basis, and we're like an experiment right here. I applaud your work. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Take care. All right, so there you have it. We also want to thank Coach Ed Rusher for coming on during the first hour. Don't forget, his training diary is up on superhumanradio.com. It's in the blog. You can get it for $19.95. It's a whole year's training diary that you can reproduce at Kinko's, wherever you like. And then, of course, Dr. Julius Lukesh for talking about how reinfection with helminths and parasites may actually have some benefits, and more research is needed, especially since some of these helminths seem to alleviate the symptoms of diseases like Crohn's disease, rheumatoid arthritis, and even more innocuous situations like hay fever. These have all been affected by the infestation or infection of these helmets. And I said it during the interview. These helmets are nothing more than an extension of the microbiome that's in our gut already. And we're learning more and more about how that microbiota is actually contributing to health and life and is not hurting us. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thanks for listening today.